FM.
73 degrees right now on LA's Miracle Mile at 417. So back now to the governor signing this new law today to combat gas price spikes. He blasted Big Oil, accusing the companies of manipulating prices for decades.
You have been screwed by these companies. Not complicated.
The new law will force refiners to keep more gas in reserve to avoid those wild price swings that we see from time to time. Joining us now live from Sacramento, where he attended the bill signing, is the president of Consumer Watchdog, Jamie Court. Jamie, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So how significant a move is this, and will it actually work in ending the spikes in price at the pump?
Well, I think this is a huge deal for Californians. This is about requiring oil refineries to keep a minimum amount of inventories on hand, so when the refineries go down, the prices don't spike. We've observed this phenomenon literally for 20 years. I've been seeing it for 20 years, but the government's been studying it for the last few years, and they found that when inventories dip under 15 days, what happens is gas prices spike and the profits of the companies spike. So if they can keep between 15 and 20 days of inventory on hand, we're not going to see gas prices going up 10, 20, 30, 40 cents overnight. The governor went to the wall on this. He called a special session. The special session was hard fought. The oil refiners were out. Their allies in the labor movement were out. And we beat them. And we basically now have a law that says the government can set a minimum amount of inventories. And when that happens, we're not going to see the price spikes we've seen in the last couple of years. In fact, you've probably noticed we haven't seen them this year, largely because of the debate. So my hat's off to this governor. I've been literally talking about this the last 20 years, and this is the first governor who's paid attention, and he's doing the right thing.
You know, the Western States Petroleum Association, which represents the oil industry, says that California lawmakers fail to understand what drives high gas prices. They also say that state leaders continue to add taxes and fees to the pump prices. What's your thoughts on what they had to say?
I've not only what they had to say today, but in the 15 hours of hearings, they don't make a good point, a single good point in opposition to this simple reform. It's basically about keeping minimum inventories or having resupply agreements on hand. They don't have a case, and they couldn't make the case to the legislature, which is why the legislature passed this. There were 14-hour hits of hearings. They did not make a single cogent article about why this thing, argument about why this thing won't work. And all it is they're fear-mongering. They're fear-mongering because people don't understand the gas market. But I'll tell you something. People do understand this. They know when refineries go down, gas prices go up. They know that those refineries going down aren't owned by coincidence. They're designed to keep gas prices going up. And they know that now we've got some laws which require reporting, disclosure. We use those laws and we figured out what was going on, what the scam was, that when the refineries kept less than 15 days of inventory on hand, the prices would spike. And so the idea is to have them keep that much supply on hand. They don't have a leg to stand on. They just want to make big profits. There are four refineries controlling 90% of the market. They are a cartel. This is how they keep us over a barrel. And the governor took that barrel away from them. And they don't like it. But it is the right thing. And anyone who studied this with any intellectual honesty say it's the right thing to do.
One more question for you, Jamie. About a year ago, there was an appointment of a gas price watchdog. Has that been working in keeping prices lower, would you say?
Absolutely. In fact, the gas price watchdog is the guy who recommended this reform. He studied it for a year. He came up with this 15 to 20 days of inventory being what we need to keep the market fluid so that prices don't spike. He recommended it. We are following up on that special session reform. And as the governor said, it is a process. But you haven't seen those big gas price spikes this year, have you? Like we had last year and the year before that. So it's working. It's going to take time. But I feel really good about what this governor's stance is. He is all out on making sure oil refiners are accountable, and he's doing the right thing, and we got to stand behind him.
All right, Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog, talking about the governor signing this new law today to combat gas price spikes here on KNX News. It is